Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight takes first base on ball four. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt takes first base on ball 4. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerhardt moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerhardt. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Gerhardt steals third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Gerhardt scores. Burleson scores. Murray moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Lynn scores. Knight moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rich Yett now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Dempsey moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Brett Butler. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball towards left. Gerhardt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gerhardt. Dempsey scores. Bernazard scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. Thornton moves to second. Three runs are unearned. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Tony Arnold now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerhardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon, who is chasing the ball. Gerhardt reaches third base with a triple. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiggins for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Dempsey moves to third. It's Orioles, 6, Indians, 6. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dempsey scores. One out. It's 7-6, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-0 in the game. With two walks, Knight takes first base on ball 4. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Yet covering, for the out. Knight moves to second. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lynn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Kennedy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kennedy. Tabler goes all the way around to score. Jacoby moves to third. It's 9-6, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gerhart strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiggins strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to second. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Knight hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Jones now pitching. Larry Sheets pinch hits for John Shelby. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 8. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Sheets now playing right field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gerhart strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Wiggins scores. Burleson scores. Ripken moves to third. It's Orioles, 10, Indians, 10. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn is walked intentionally. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Knight hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to third. Len moves to second. It's 11-10, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. One out. Mel Hall pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Franco reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 11, Indians, 11. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Orioles will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing center field. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn is hit by the pitch. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Knight reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 12-11, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 11. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Franco strikes out. Kennedy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Franco out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 11. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.